91X News.
It's 8 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Michael Sukit. High school teachers in the Hastings Prince Edward Board will participate in a one-day strike tomorrow. Elementary school teachers have hit the picket lines in the Toronto and Ottawa areas as they kick off a week of rotating one-day strikes. All four of the province's major teachers' unions are engaged in job action as negotiations with the Progressive Conservative government continue to stall. Class sizes and cuts to services are the roadblocks in bargaining, while the government insists they're stuck on wages, according to the union. In a news release, the head of the Quinte Area High School Teachers Local says the Hastings Board is one of 9 boards across the province on strike tomorrow. Likewise, local members will be asked not to participate in a number of administrative duties in the schools. The public is being warned about a viral outbreak at Northumberland Hills Hospital in Colburg that affects both patients and staff. A news release says that the norovirus is a group of viruses that are easily spread and can cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. It becomes more common at this time of year, says the press release. The hospital is working with Haliburton, Kawartha, Pine Ridge District Health and Pine Ridge District Health Unit to try and contain the outbreak. One of the two boilers, which provides the heat for Loyalist College, has broke down, but the effects on the students are minimal. An email was sent to faculty to declare that a boiler has broke down that provides heat to the Kente building. Some students did not notice much of a change, but they said that they were wearing their jackets all day. The college is working on restoring the boiler to bring temperatures back to normal. A Prince Edward County man is facing multiple charges after a collision in Ameliasburg Ward. At just after 1:20 a.m. on Sunday, the OPP responded to a motor collision on County Road 3. Police charged a 32-year-old man with public mischief, failure to report to an accident, careless driving, failure to properly wear a seatbelt, and more. Police say the man was released and will appear in court on February 12th. The union representing more than 700 workers in a contract dispute at the Co-op oil refinery in Regina says it's going to try and shut the facility down. Stephanie Taylor reports.
Unifor's national president says starting today, no trucks or replacement workers will be entering the site. Jerry Dias says the union is going to block entrances until the labor dispute with the company gets resolved. Refinery workers were locked out in early December after the union issued a strike notice. Co-op says Unifor's blockades are illegal and violate a court order that limits how long traffic coming in and out of the site can be held up. The union rejects this claim and says the order doesn't apply to the national members who are the ones blocking fuel trucks. Stephanie Taylor, The Canadian Press, Regina.
The family of former Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe is suing the luxury seniors' residence where his 93-year-old mother died after being trapped in a courtyard during a false fire alarm last winter. Helene Duceppe died of hypothermia a year ago today, on a morning when it was a bitter minus 35 degrees outside and snowing. Lawyer Maxime Saint-Onge, if that's how you say it, says that while the death may have been accidental, the staff at the Lux Gouverneur Montreal allegedly didn't provide the safe environment they had advertised.
There's an expectation that if an emergency happens, that the residents will be well protected. And unfortunately, what we saw is it wasn't the case.
The legal team of American President Donald Trump released a comprehensive defense filing that asserts that he did not do anything wrong and calls the impeachment calls flimsy. The legal brief offers a detailed glimpse of the defense Trump intends to use against Democratic efforts to oust him from the office. Eric Tucker reports.
The Trump team contended in a very lengthy filing that none of the allegations are impeachable offenses. They used very strong language. They described it as a perversion of the Constitution. They said the evidence against the president is flimsy, and they encouraged the Senate to acquit the president.
Opening arguments for the impeachment trial are expected to occur within days, following a debate tomorrow over rules and procedures. Prince Harry says he is taking a leap of faith as he steps back from royal duties in an attempt to live more peacefully and to be free of the journalists who have followed him since the day he was born. A business professor at Royal Holloway University of London says, fat chance. Pauline McLaren, who is also the author of Royal Fever, The British Monarchy and Consumer Culture, says global fame will always follow Harry and his TV star wife, Meghan, even as they relocate to the seemingly benign environment of Canada. Sports is next after this quick message.
Have you ever been sitting awake at 1 in the morning and suddenly think to yourselves, I wonder if I can get a better auto insurance rate? With Mackey Insurance, you can get the answers to those questions instantly, even at 1 a.m. I'm Bruce Mackey at Mackey Insurance. Get 24-hour access online at MackeyInsurance.com. Instant quotes, online payments, and more. Our online specialist is always in the game. Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, some loyalist college students are picking their sides ahead of this year's Super Bowl. Ryan Pettigrew reports.
And picked! Richard Sherman gets his fourth in his postseason career and ends this game.
The stage is set for the Super Bowl now after the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs won their respective conference championship games Sunday night. The Chiefs took on the Tennessee Titans for the AFC title and beat them 35-24 on the strength of an excellent performance by quarterback Patrick Mahomes. In the NFC Championship game, the Green Bay Packers fell victim to the 49ers' ground game as they fell 37-20. Some students are looking forward to the Super Bowl clash, with some voting in a Facebook poll favoring the 49ers to win. Josh Roberts, a recreation and leisure student at Loyalist as well as a lifelong San Francisco fan, is fairly confident in their chances.
The 49ers are an amazing rushing team. They're like a little raw on playoff experience. That's what I'm a little worried about. But, you know, the Chiefs haven't been to the Super Bowl in a long, long time. So I'm hoping we can build off of our big game last night and keep the momentum going through.
Radio broadcasting student John Betts says he believes the Chiefs have the edge.
The Chiefs have the edge for overall. I think they're a very well-rounded team. Just with their coach, I think they're a very aggressive, old school, hard-hitting, real football team, which I really like.
Overall, the jury is still out on who will win, but some students put down their score predictions.
21-14, Niners.
I'm afraid it's going to be at least two touchdowns.
31-28, Chiefs.
20-16.
There will be a watch party at the college's Shark Tank Pub when the game kicks off on February 2nd at 6:30 p.m.
The Belleville Senators are in Rockford playing the Ice Hogs and are currently up 3-0 off goals from Josh Norris, Alex Formanton, and Joey Labate. It is currently halfway through the third period. Toronto FC general manager Ali Curtis is providing an update on midfielder Michael Bradley's injury. Michael Bradley, the TFC captain, was...
Michael's going to have surgery tomorrow in New York City. He suffered a very severe and complicated ankle injury against Seattle in MLS Cup.
Michael Bradley, the TFC captain, was hurt in the MLS Cup final against Seattle on November 10th. Bradley could be out for up to 4 months. Star striker Jozy Altidor added to the drama by telling the reporters that he believes the injury was not handled very well.
Make no mistake, in my opinion, for me, it was handled poorly. This is an injury from 2 months ago. And, you know, it's not the first time this has happened in terms of we've seen our injury rate at this club since 18. And we're obviously trying to get it better, but it hasn't. And for 2 months have gone by, and now he's having surgery and to be out to June.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, it will be clear. Wind northwest at 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light this evening. A low of minus 20. Wind chill of minus 15 this evening and a minus 24 overnight. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness in the morning. Wind becoming southwest at 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40 in the afternoon. A high of minus 3. Wind chill minus 24 in the morning and minus 8 in the afternoon. At 4:09, it is minus 8 degrees. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online, and at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Michael Sukit on QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.